You are listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
And Judge, with the court's permission, I'd like to publish Exhibit 54B.
54B has been admitted, and you can publish that.
So, ma'am, I'm looking at 54B, and I'm a bit confused with the numeric system. It appears that at the top, it's starting as a 6. Is that right? Do you see that? Where it says D and L?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then as we progress down, it goes down to a 1.
Yes.
So again, it's just a matter of me being a little unclear about what this means. So do I understand that you start down as a 1 and you progress up to the higher number?
Yes.
Okay, so the higher number you are on the light scale, the better it is?
Yes.
And the higher number you are on the dark scale, the worse you are. Is that what that illustrates?
Yes.
And who told you that?
This particular drawing was done by Laurie. Okay. At a luncheon.
Okay. And Chad wasn't present for that, right?
No, he was not there.
Okay. And then, Judge, could I go to, may I have permission to publish 54?
Yes.
So I'm looking at Exhibit 54, and I'm looking at the numeric system again. And do you see where the 1 is?
Yes.
Top. And then just to the side of that is a number of circles with lines on top. Can you explain to me what that means?
I don't remember why I did that.
Okay. But what I noticed in this illustration, and who provided this one to you?
This is my own writing.
But you were relying on what? Memory of a visit with who?
This will be memory on some of the stuff that Laurie had done on the prior writing, and also on the information that Chad had given me in regards to my prior lives.
And was that in person that Chad gave you that information?
Over the phone.
Okay. And again, the numbering system here, it looks like you have the 1 at the top, and then it works itself down to a 6. So on this particular illustration, which way are we, if we're trying to be as light as possible, which direction are we trying to go in?
You're going from the 1 to the 6.
You're going down then.
I guess it really doesn't matter whether you're going up or down. It's just whether you're going from a 1 to a 6.
Okay. So in this illustration, however, that you're on the previous illustration, you talked about going up to a higher number, and that's where I became a little confused. In this illustration, you're talking about starting at the top and going down. So the way you're understanding, at least this illustration, is you needed to go down to a 6 to be lighter. Is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the testimony.
Sustained.
Do you understand that you need to go from a 1 to a 6 in a downward direction to become lighter?
The way that Chad and Laurie were teaching this was that you would go from a 1 to a 6. I'm not too sure if I understand your question on the way that it was written, whether up or down.
Okay, well, I'm just pointing out that on this particular illustration, you drew the arrow in a downward direction. That doesn't mean anything then. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you have any recollection of talking to other folks about instances where you've had visions of your own?
Yes.
Okay. And in some of those instances, did you ever talk to people about having energy sessions and then these visions came to you without the urging of anybody else?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall talking about cutting and destroying cords, and that as part of your progress that you experienced visions and it involved the cutting of cords and the destroying of all the records around you? Do you recall that?
No, I don't.
And Judge, could I, will represent, this is from Laurie Firststyle, iCloud.com. And I'd like to refresh the witness's recollection with this, if I could have the bailiff approach, Judge.
You may.
If you would just read that for me, I would appreciate it. Don't then just set it down or return it, have it returned to me, and then we'll talk about it.
Hey, beautiful. I just had an energy session.
No. Just read it to your. I apologize, Judge. I wasn't clear.
No, you were clear. Ms. Pastenis, this is just to refresh your recollection, but please don't read it expressly so the jurors can hear. You may just take a moment, read that to yourself, and once you're done, the questioning can continue.
Okay. And Mr. Bailiff, if I could have that returned to me. Did you have an opportunity to review that email?
Yes.
And there was some discussion about having an energy session with a friend, Stacy. Do you recall that?
Yes.
What kind of energy session was that?
It was a session where the person connects to your energy and then sees if there is anything that would be a negative energy or anything that would be influence you negatively, and that person will remove it.
Okay. And then I noted that in this, you said, hey, beautiful. And do you recall who this was sent to?
No, I don't.
And Judge, if I could refresh your recollection, and ma'am, if you could look at the date and who it was to, and then review the note again, and then let me know when you're ready. Do you recall when this was sent?
Yes.
And when was it?
February 2019.
Okay. And who was it sent to?
It was sent to Lori.
And it talks about, the comment is, hey, beautiful, and that you're referring to Lori Vallow at that point. Is that correct?
Yes.
And letting her know you just had an energy session with a friend, Stacy. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Now, this wasn't a situation where Lori encouraged you to have this energy session. Is that right?
I don't recall.
Well,
I don't think that she would have that.
Okay. This was something that you took upon yourself to have an energy session with your friend, Stacy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And said something about she was able to take metal cage that was put around me to block me from visions. What are they talking about? Someone putting a metal cage around you and blocking you from visions by Stacy?
This would be something that is energetically speaking, so it wouldn't be something that is physical.
Okay. It's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this something that's consistent with your LDS beliefs?
No.
Okay. It's something that's outside of your LDS beliefs.
Yes.
Okay. And then there was a mention of she cut the cords and destroyed all the records he was keeping of me. What are we talking about there?
I don't recall who I was talking about.
And who was keeping all the records of you?
I don't recall who. Okay. I have very little memory of that text or email, whatever it was.
And then at the bottom, and this was in February 13th of 2019, do you recall putting in your statement, I will create a storm and bring protection to you? Do you recall that?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of storm are we bringing?
Yes. Thank you.
For once, it wasn't me. What do you mean by I will bring a storm and bring protection to you?
It would be actually done energetically and spiritual as well.
Okay, so what kind of spiritual storm are we talking about?
It would be something that you imagine in your mind of sending protection to someone.
Okay. And then do you recall sending another email to Lori Vallow about being attacked one night and hearing an unrecognizable voice next to you?
I believe so.
Okay. Do you remember when that was?
No, sir.
And Judge, again, I'd like to refresh your recollection with another opportunity.
All right.
Are you ready? Okay. And do you recall that this was on 12/19 of 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall mentioning something? And do you recall who this was sent to?
Lori.
Okay. And do you recall mentioning that you were attacked while you were sleeping? Do you recall reading that?
Yes.
What were you attacked by while you were sleeping?
According to that, I was attacked by some demons.
Okay, so when you sent this message to Lori that you were attacked, you were indicating to her that while you were sleeping that night on the 19th, you were attacked by demons. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And that you said to Lori that you heard a voice of something unrecognizable next to you. Do you recall what that was?
Yes, I recall.
And then you mentioned... Oh, I'm sorry.
I said I recall what I just read.
And do you recall mentioning in the email that you saw demons and very dark ones attacking you?
Yeah, in my dream.
Okay. Did Chad tell you to say that you saw demons that night while you were sleeping?
No.
did Lori tell you that night, while you were sleeping, that you were being attacked by demons and dark ones?
No.
That was your statement of something you experienced without the prompting of Lori or Chad. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You said you woke up with a lot of pain again, same place, third eye and crown. What does that mean?
It's your forehead.
It's a what?
Your forehead area.
There's a third eye on the forehead?
Objection, Your Honor, argumentative.
Overruled.
Is there a third eye on the forehead?
Energetically, the area of the forehead right between your eyes is called the third eye.
Okay. And that's energetically?
Yes.
You don't actually see a third eye on your forehead at night when you're sleeping, do you?
No, sir.
Okay. And then you mentioned to Lori that at the end of this on 12/19/2018, asking her if you guys could meet at the temple sometime the next day, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall talking to Lori Vallow about protecting her?
Yes, I did that in the past.
Okay. And do you remember when you did that?
No.
Mr. Bailiff? Sorry, I'm going to work you today.
And Your Honor, may the state inquire what the witness was just shown?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I could have it brought back and show you, counsel, if you'd like. I apologize, I should have done that.
I don't know if it has an exhibit number, but...
It doesn't, it's just to refresh your recollection, but I when she's done, I'll type phone.
That's fine, just wanted to make sure we know.
We're going to exchange here, so you get those back. Do you recall now that it was on the 3rd of November of 2018?
Yes.
Okay, now remind me again, when do you recall Lori first met Chad?
October 2018.
Okay, and that was at the end of 2018, is that right?
In the fall of 18.
Mm-hmm. End of October, though, was the St. George, was the end of October?
I know, it was in October, I don't know exactly the day.
Okay, and do you recall talking to Lori Vallow about... You got a clear message that you are to be protected. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And this was from you to her, correct?
Yes.
And you were sending her a message saying, I'm getting a clear message that you're to be protected. So where were you getting this message from?
During my meditations and prayers.
Okay. And is that part of your LDS faith?
Yes.
Okay. So during part of your LDS faith, you're meditating and you're praying, and you got a clear message that Lori Vallow is to be protected, right?
Yes.
And then you went on to say that when I'm asked if I'm supposed to be one of your protectors, the answer was if angels were jumping for joy saying yes, 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 three times. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So as part of your meditation and your prayer on the night of 11/3/2008 or the day before, you were... having angels telling you that Lori Vallow should be protected and you should be her protector. Is that what I understand that to be?
I believe that you misstated that.
Okay. Well,
I believe I said it was as if angels were saying yes, 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 three times.
Oh, was it?
Am I incorrect on that?
No, you're correct.
Okay.
You're correct. When I asked, who did you ask if you were to be Lori Vallow's protector?
I was in prayer, so... I was during prayer and meditation. I usually talk to God.
Okay. So when you were talking to God as part of your meditation and prayer, you got a definitive yes, yes, yes that you were to be Lori Vallow's protector. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a feeling of yes.
So that was a divine direction to you that that you are to protect Lori Vallow. Is that correct?
Objection, Your Honor, relevance.
Sustained.
Do I understand this message to mean that you were to be, you part of your role, at least at that time, was to protect Lori Vallow?
Objection, Your Honor, relevance.
I'll sustain the objection.
Sustained. Right. Do you have a recollection of sending an email to a number of folks about angels talk to men and women?
No.
Do you recall having... the email on 4/14/2019 regarding angels talking to women, men and women?
Yeah, now that I read it. Mm-hmm.
I noted that there are a number of names there. There's Melanie Gibb, Christina Atwood, Nicole Earle, Melanie Boudreaux, Pulowski, right? Same person?
Yes.
Zuluma, Serena Sharp, and April, right?
Sulema.
dilemma. I'm sorry. And you've talked about Lori as a witness of that as well.
Yes.
And when you say angels still talk to men and women, is that implying that men and women are both good?
No, not implying that.
What does that mean when angels still talk to men and women?
I believe that in that email or text, I was referring to the testimony that Lori had given, saying that she had visitations with the angels and that she had received directions and visitations from angels.
And those visitation were angels, weren't ordained by Chad. Those were visions that she had on her own. Is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Sustain.
Do you have knowledge of whether Chad encouraged her to have visions with these angels?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And the names that I just read off, would those be the seven gatherers?
Yes, they were part of that email.
So that email that you sent out on 4/14 to Melanie Gibb and those other folks were in reference to your discussion about the angels. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you recall sending Lori Vallow a message about having a vision in the celestial room?
Probably, yes.
Do you remember the date of that?
No.
Okay. Do you recall the date of it now?
Yes.
11/29/18, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You made mention, hey, love, I'm leaving now. Is that to Lori Vallow?
Yes.
Okay. Have to go to work, LOL. What's funny about going to work?
Objection, Your Honor, relevance.
Overruled.
I have to go to work, LOL. What does that mean?
Didn't have any meaning behind it.
Okay. Just a comment you made.
Just a comment.
Okay. Then you went on to say, I had the most amazing vision in the celestial room today. And that was on 11/29. Where was the celestial room?
In the temple.
Okay. So you were in the temple and you were letting Lori know that you were there on that day, right?
Yes.
And that you had a vision, correct?
Yes.
Now, that was about a month after you met Chad. Did Chad tell you to have that vision?
No.
Did Lori tell you to have that vision?
No.
Did anybody tell you to have that vision?
Nobody would tell you to have a vision.
Right. You have a vision on your own, correct?
Correct.
And when you have some sort of spiritual intervention, it's not necessarily telling you that you're having that. Is that correct?
Objection, Your Honor. 6/10.
Sustained.
And then you went on to say, I have to tell you about it. You were going to tell Lori about your vision, right?
Yes.
And then you said something about, are you going to Melanie's tomorrow night? Would that be Melanie Gibbs?
I don't remember.
So the date was 11/29 of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So 11/30 of 2018, you were going over to some Melanie's house that night, right?
Apparently, yes.
And where were you living at that time?
Gilbert.
Okay. Where was Melanie Gibb living at that time?
Gilbert.
Okay. And Lori Vallow at that time?
She would have been living in I believe she was living in Gilbert or Chandler, that area.
Okay. Now, have you heard the accusations about Brandon Boudreaux? Is that right?
What accusations?
About someone allegedly shooting at Brandon Boudreaux, Melanie Pulaski's ex?
Yes, I heard of that.
Okay. And do you know who's accused of doing that?
Yes.
And who is that?
Alex Cox.
Okay. Did you have any involvement in planning the shooting of Brandon Boudreaux?
No.
Okay. Did you know about the fact that he was going to do that?
No.
Okay. And again, ma'am, if we could just go over this very quickly. You initially met Alex Cox when?
I met him at the conference in November of 2018.
Okay. So now you remember it's November of 2018, not October of 2018 was the
objection, Your Honor, argumentative, and this was asked and answered.
Sustained.
The conference in November of 2018, was that the conference Chad was speaking at?
There was a conference in Mesa, Arizona in November of 2018, and Chad was speaking at that conference, and he also had a table where he was selling books.
Was that in St. George or was that in Mesa?
I just said it was in Mesa.
Okay. And then when was the St. George conference?
In October.
What year?
2018.
Okay. So you met Alex in November of 2018, correct?
Correct.
And at that point, you noted that at least to your knowledge, Alex and Chad were not close or knew each other, correct?
They were not close.
Okay.
But they didn't appear to be.
Now, you've heard the allegations regarding Charles Vallow, is that right?
What allegations?
That Charles Vallow was shot?
Yes.
And do you know who is accused of shooting Charles Vallow?
Yes.
Are you aware that the initially that was determined to be a self-defense?
Yes.
And then subsequently, the police officers changed their thoughts on that. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you also aware that Chad Daybell has not been criminally implicated in that allegation?
No, I was not aware of that.
So then you met Alex in November of 2018, and then you didn't start dating him at that point. Is that correct?
No.
You started dating him in about August of 2019?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often would you see him in August of 2019?
I saw him at a few times in Lori's house. And then one time in August, we went out to dinner together.
Okay. So one dinner date in August of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then when again did you get engaged?
In November of 2019.
So between August and November, when you got engaged, how many dates did you go on?
Relevance, Your Honor. Objection.
Overruled.
We saw each other about three times before then.
All right. So you saw each other three times and you got engaged in November. Do you remember when in November you got engaged?
I believe it was November 7th.
And then the marriage took place when?
At the end of November.
And Judge, may I have just a moment to go through my notes?
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. As part of your testimony today, were you interviewed or prepared for by anybody prior to your testimony, help in preparation?
I had interviews with prosecution.
Okay. When did that take place?
When I arrived in Boise Sunday night.
Prior to that time, it appears that you've been interviewed by a number of police officers. Is that fair?
Yes.
And do you have any idea how many police officers have interviewed you?
No.
Okay. You remember discussing your case with Officer Hermosillo?
In what occasion?
42921 in Arizona?
Yeah, I believe that was one of the interviews I had with them.
Do you remember that interview?
Parts of it, yes.
Okay. Was there ever a time that there was a discussion about Atello, your testimony credible?
I don't recall that.
Okay. Judge, could I have a sidebar, please?
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we are going to take up a quick evidentiary issue that will take a moment to publish something outside of your presence. So I am going to have you take a quick break here. Should take, I would think, 10 to 15 minutes to do this. So I'll have you retire from the courtroom briefly while we take care of that. We'll let you know when we're ready to come back in with more evidence.
All right, please.
All right, you can be seated. All right, we discussed on a sidebar there, and I'll note now the jurors are not present, but for purposes of refreshing the witness's recollection, I am going to permit the publishing to the witness a portion of an exhibit that I don't believe has been admitted. So identify what it is you're publishing as well as you can, Mr. Pryor, including any time stamp on it, and I'll permit that.
Judge, this is a tape recording from 42921 between Officer Hermosillo, Officer Giacomano, I think counsel for Ms. Pestenez, Mr. Smith, and Ms. Smith, and a discussion regarding credibility.
All right. Once you have that teed up, just indicate what exhibit number proposed it would be and where you're playing it from.
And Judge, I'm proposing that it's exhibit number 88 by the defense. I'm going to be, I'll represent to the court that it's 1 hour, 57 minutes and 43 seconds is the entire tape. I am going to attempt to try to start this at 7 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
And I would like to put this up on the HDMI, if I may, Your Honor.
Yes, you may.
Among other things, we've been going over reports that you have given to Gilbert initially with Alex's death. And some of those statements that you gave them don't match what she gave us the last time we talked. So I just wanted to clarify kind of why you told them something completely different. Okay. So when I was discussing last time with you about...
Was this the day that Alex died? Is that what you're talking about?
The day Alex died. So do you remember anything that you told those guys as far as Lori and Chad? Or...
Very, very little. I don't remember much of what happened. To tell you the truth, there's a part of, like, between, like, 2 weeks there that there isn't much. It's very foggy for me. But that night specifically, there are certain things that I remember, but not all of it. And I don't remember, like, I can't put a timeline together. Like, I don't know what happened first and what happened next. I don't know which one was the first and which one was second. I really don't. I've been trying to put it together, but I can't have been able to.
We've also never seen what, you know, statements she's purported to have made. So it's, you know.
Well, I can let you look at a copy. But so when Gilbert Police, let me just preface this. We're just trying to eliminate some of the things, maybe defense for Lori and Chad are going to bring up during trial. Okay. And part of that defense could be that they try to pin this on other people, right? So, or make you not look as credible as what you are in case you have to testify.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to make you look credible and to use what you say in court, we want to kind of jump out ahead of any type of defense that they're going to bring you and try to make it look like you are lying or are trying to get back at them or something like that. So you know, going over these reports, that's kind of what we are doing to make sure that everything that you told us kind of matches what has happened, right? And so when we were going over Gilbert's reports, there's some things in there that you said that you told us about when you last talked to Chad and Lori, and about when you, well, I'll just come out and ask you. You told Gilbert that you had no idea how to get a hold of Lori and Chad when they asked you Alex, can you tell me why you told him that?
Okay.
Judge, that I believe was at, I believe it ended at, I think 10:10, Your Honor.
Okay, I'll note the times then. The witness has been able to hear that. And so at this point, we can have the jurors return. And then if you wish to question on that, I'll just note for your benefit, Mr. Pryor, looking at this previous response and question, the question you posed was there ever a time that there was a discussion about attempting to make your testimony credible, and the witness answered, I do not recall that.
Okay.
So that's where we left off before the issue came up, and we'll have the jurors return. Okay, we're fine. If everybody wants to just stand up and take a break or whatever, we may also, it's going to take the jurors a few more minutes to get back in. All right, I think the jurors are lined up, so we can go ahead and have them brought back in.
Yes, Your Honor. All right, please. Please, all press the counter for your arms.
All right, thank you. Please be seated. You can continue, Mr. Pryor.
Thank you, Your Honor. And Judge, with the court's permission, may I ask that the court reporter read back the last question?
Yes. And to clarify there, Madam Reporter, that would be the question posed before we talked about, you know, breaking the sidebar. Yeah, the same one I read back just momentarily ago.
A time that there was a discussion about attempting to test one credit and certainly not follow up.
You've had an opportunity now to review an interview between you and Officer Hermosillo, is that right?
Yes.
And your previous testimony was that in terms of someone trying to make your testimony more credible, do you have a better recollection of that situation?
Yes.
And at that time, in your discussions with Officer Hermosillo, was there a discussion about attempting to make your testimony more credible?
Yes.
And was there a discussion about you making inconsistent statements to other police agencies and that Officer Hermosillo was trying to reconcile those two inconsistencies?
Yes, he was trying to reconcile.
And at that point, was it also your discussion with Officer Hermosillo that he was trying to make it so that they could minimize how a defense attorney may attack you in terms of those inconsistent statements?
Yes.
And was it your understanding that Officer Hermosillo was trying to put you in a position where you would testify in order that you wouldn't be as vulnerable to attack by the defense counsel?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Was it your understanding that Officer Hermosillo was aiding you in trying to make it so that defense counsel could not attack you about your inconsistent statements to various police agencies?
Yes.
And Officer Hermosillo, again, is who?
He's one of the law enforcement that interviewed me.
From the Rexburg Police Department?
Yes.
In addition, Officer Chiacomano was there as well, is that right?
Yes.
And your attorney was there as well, right?
Yes.
Was it your understanding as part of that meeting that what you were attempting to do was to get your story straight when you had to testify in a trial of this case?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative misstates the evidence.
Overruled.
Or testimony.
It's overruled.
Is it your understanding that what Officer Chiacomano of the Rexburg Police Department, Officer Hermosillo of the Rexburg Police Department, and your lawyer and you were trying to get your story straight about all the inconsistent statements you made to various police
agencies? Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Sustained. I strike the question.
Officer Hermosillo was trying to make your testimony more credible. Is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered.
Sustained.
You have previously heard about inconsistent statements you may have made to various agencies. Is that right?
Yes.
And Officer Hermosillo talked about minimizing the impact of defense counsel in your questioning, correct?
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered.
Sustained.
And the purpose of that meeting was just so that you would be able to get your story straight, was it not, ma'am?
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered. Argumentative.
Sustained.
What do you understand the purpose of Officer Hermosillo telling you that he was trying to make you credible in front of a jury?
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered.
That was not asked, Judge.
It's overruled. You can answer the question, ma'am.
Madam Clerk, would you read back that question for me, please?
What do you understand the purpose of Officer Hermosillo telling you that he was trying to be credible?
My understanding was that there were some inconsistencies and he wanted to clarify them to, just like he said, to be ahead of what you're doing right now.
And the discussion was directly to you that we were trying to get ahead of the defense counsel so that we were prepared for the potential attack on all of the inconsistent statements that you have made. Is that right?
Objection, Your Honor. This is argumentative.
Sustained.
Move to strike.
Strike that question.
So getting ahead of the curve, what do you mean by getting ahead of the curve?
I didn't say ahead of the curve. Did I say ahead of the curve?
What do you recall Officer Hermosillo saying? Getting ahead of what?
Objection, Your Honor. These have been asked and answered.
Overruled.
If you don't remember, Judge, we can refresh your recollection once again.
I'd prefer you just continue on with cross, Mr. Pryor.
Do you believe it was the intent of your discussion with Officer Hermosillo on that day of 4/29 of 21 to prepare you to testify today?
Yes.
And you believe that as part of that preparation, he was discussing with you how we can, you folks, you, your lawyer, Officer Chiacomano and Officer Hermosillo, can frame your testimony in a way that resolves some of the
objection, Your Honor. This is argumentative and it's misstating the testimony.
Sustained.
And it's been asked and answered.
It's sustained.
Judge, I want the witness to go back and have to review the
Well, there hasn't been any response, Mr. Pryor, that she doesn't recall. It's just been some sustained objections in the way you're framing the questions. So just ask additional questions, and then we'll see if she needs to be refreshed or not.
Do you specifically recall what Officer Hermosillo referenced when he said he was trying to get you ahead of something?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said that he was trying to get ahead of what you're doing right now.
Okay. So in other words, he was aiding you in resolving different statements you may have made in the past.
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative and mischaracterizes the testimony.
Sustained.
Move to strike as well.
It is stricken. And it is stricken, and I'll reiterate, and I may not have done this before, when I indicate things are stricken, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that means you are to disregard that and not consider it in any way in your deliberations. And I've said that on multiple occasions here, but that's just a clarifying instruction from the court at this time. Mr. Pryor, you can continue.
And what did you understand when Officer Kermesio was trying to get us ahead of something? What exactly was he trying to get ahead of for your benefit?
Objection, Your Honor. This has been asked and answered multiple times.
Sustained.
Isn't it true, ma'am, that the purpose of your meeting with Officer Hermosillo was to mold your testimony in a certain way today?
Objection, Your Honor. Asked and answered misstates the testimony.
Overruled.
Isn't it true that the purpose...
Oh, Mr. Pryor.
I'm sorry.
There was a question posed. She didn't answer yet. Let's see if she answers the question, please.
No, it was not to mold it.
Okay. What do you believe the purpose was?
Objection, Your Honor. This has been asked and answered multiple times.
Sustained. It's sustained, Mr. Pryor, and we're not going to keep going down the same path of asked and answered, so you either need to change topics or we need to move on one way or another.
At any other time, did you meet with a police officer to discuss the credibility of your previous testimony?
Not that I recall.
Okay. So this would have been the only instance where you were with a police officer discussing that very topic, is that right?
I believe so.
And would you agree with Officer Hermosillo that in the past, in talking with police officers and law enforcement agencies, that you have had an occasion to tell inconsistent stories about the circumstances regarding this case?
Objection, Your Honor. This is argumentative and it mischaracterizes the testimony.
Overruled.
And Ms. Clerk, would you please read back the question for me?
I, during that meeting, we were talking about something that I had said that I have no recollection of. There are plenty of times during of that day, that evening and the following days that I have no recollection of.
Do you have a recollection of Officer Hermosillo mentioning to you that you've given inconsistent statements in the past?
Yes.
Okay, Judge, that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Once you're ready, Ms. Blake, you can conduct any redirect.
Ms. Pastenis, you were asked if you met with the prosecution. Do you recall that question?
Yes.
And have you met with me before?
Yes.
Has anything I told you altered your testimony?
No.
Have any questions I ask you had any kind of an effect on your recollection?
No.
And is your testimony today based on your recollection of events?
Yes.
And you were asked about the inconsistent statement, and you indicated it was given during a time that you don't have a lot of recollection. Is that correct?
Yes. It was somebody was asking me, supposedly somebody was asking me a question during the time when Alex was in the emergency room and they were doing CPR and resuscitation. And I have no recollection of anything that happened that night.
So your husband was in the emergency room?
Yes, he had stopped breathing.
And ultimately he passed away?
Yes.
Overruled.
When you met with Detective Hermosillo, Detective Kaikamanu, and your counsel, did you do more than just discuss those brief statements given to Gilbert?
Yes.
In fact, was a complete interview done?
Yes, there were many interviews done.
And you discussed a lot more than that in that interview, is that correct?
Probably more than likely.
And you were asked about who it was that you would generally communicate with about these spiritual teachings of Chad and Lori's. Do you recall that question?
Yes.
Was it Lori that you would usually talk to? Yes. Do you know where the ideas originated from?
The ideas originated from Chad.
And do you recall talking about that, preparing a people conference in November of 2018 in Arizona?
Yes, I remember that.
And do you recall talking about another gathering at Lori's house that was around that same time?
Yes.
And again, who was it that was teaching about the translation process?
It was Chad.
And Lori wasn't teaching. Oh, translation process.
It was Chad.
Was Lori teaching?
No, she was sitting with us on the couch as the student, not the teacher.
Did Chad stay at Lori's house in November of 2018?
Yes.
Were there any other men there?
No men.
Were you with Chad and Chad or Lori the whole time at that gathering at Lori's house?
No, I left shortly after they gave me a blessing.
So you wouldn't know if they had any interactions when you weren't present?
Correct.
Were Chad's teachings part of the standard LDS teachings?
No.
Did you believe at that time that Chad could in fact discern light people from dark people?
Yes, he had indicated that since he had had a near-death experience and he didn't have a veil, that he could communicate with the spirit world and that he had information that perhaps other people, like normal people, wouldn't have. So yes, I did believe that he could discern that.
You were shown a message that referenced the cutting of cords. Do you recall that? Defense counsel showing you that? Where did you learn the idea of cutting of cords?
It was something that Lori and Chad were teaching in regards to how a spirit needs to be attached to the body by certain amount of cords and how those cords would be cut before a person would be dying.
And I think counsel asked you about Chad telling you, or Chad and Lori telling you, that you had some spiritual gifts with being able to discern the weather.
Yes.
And is that who told you you had those gifts?
Yeah, Chad did.
And Chad told you to practice that?
Yeah.
And where did you learn the idea or first learn of spiritual attacks?
I think the first time I've ever heard read from it was in the scriptures when there was mentions of people being possessed and attacked by evil spirits.
And did Chad and Lori talk about spiritual attacks as well?
Yes.
Did the way they describe them differ from what you'd read before?
Yes. It was a much more detailed way that they were teaching it.
And did they talk to you about spiritual weapons?
Yes.
Did you ever turn to Chad to ask for assistance with spiritual weapons?
Yes.
Did he tell you that he could help with that?
Yes.
Did he tell you whether he could send spiritual weapons?
He has said that he could actually visualize them and then remove them.
And you were asked a lot about the Seven Gatherers.
Yeah.
The Seven Gatherers was a Gmail account. Is that right?
Yes.
And in that Gmail account, seven people had access?
Yes.
And the idea of castings, did Chad and Lori talk to you about that at different times?
Yeah.
And if a casting was successful, a spirit would be cast out. Is that right?
Yes.
And there were times another spirit may come in.
Yes.
That didn't mean the first casting wasn't successful. Is that right?
Correct.
And if the casting was ultimately successful and the spirit's cast out and no other spirit comes in, what would happen to the body?
The body will finally die naturally.
Was Tammy deemed dark?
Judge, I'm going to object at this point. It goes beyond the scope of cross-examination.
I'm going to overrule that. I think that was brought up in direct.
Was Tammy Daybell deemed dark?
Yes, as she was deemed that she had been possessed, so she had become a zombie.
And is Tammy alive?
No.
Was Charles deemed dark?
Yes.
Is Charles alive?
No.
Was JJ deemed dark?
Yes.
Is JJ alive?
No.
Was Tylee deemed dark?
Yes.
And is Tylee alive?
No.
I have no further questions.
All right, thank you. All right, that'll conclude the testimony of this witness then. Ms. Pastenez, before you step down, let me inquire from the state, would this witness potentially be recalled?
The state would excuse Ms. Pastenez.
Mr. Pryor.
Judge, Ms. Pastenez is under subpoena from my office. I'd like to keep that subpoena in place.
Okay. Since you'll continue to be under subpoena then, Ms. Pastenez, the order of the court prohibits you from watching the trial until you're through testifying, so it is easily accessible. I would be asking you if you have watched it in any way or observed it here or online where it's available to see. So refrain from doing that since you are still under subpoena. And with that, you may go ahead and step down and thank you for your testimony.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. Is the state ready to call another witness?
Yes, Your Honor. The state would call Garth Warren.
Very well.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast.